Welcome back, guys, to another episode of The Amber May Show. I am so excited that you are joining me today because I have Cash Patel and Tina Peters joining me on the episode today. So we talk about all kinds of stuff, whether it's January 6th, the two-tier justice system, the election fraud, border security. We talk about so many topics today, and that is on today's episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. The easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, click the donate button, donate whatever you feel you can donate, 10, 20, 30, 100 bucks, whatever you feel you can donate. You can donate right there at theambermayshow.com, or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber for one cup of coffee a month at theambermayshow.locals.com. That helps support the program. I really appreciate that. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So join me on those platforms as well. I am super excited about today's episode. But first, if you are interested in having a beauty serum that will help with wrinkles and anything that you have related to your skin, consider going to thetimelesspack.com. Not only will this serum help you with any skin issues you might have, but if you put some in your mouth before you eat, it'll also help dissolve and block fat. So go check that out at thetimelesspack.com. Use promo code AmberMay and you'll save some money there. The links are in the description below, or you could go to theambermayshow.com and hit the promo section and see all the companies that I have partnered with to help save you money. And you can check that out at theambermayshow.com. So coming up right now is Cash Patel and Tina Peters. Super excited to have Cash Patel back on the show. Thank you so much for carving out time to be on the program today.
Amber, thanks so much for having me on a great program.
I'm so excited because, you know, there's a lot that's happening right now, but, you know, I do have to ask the question. It's not every day that people get to meet someone who's worked for a president, worked at the White House, freaking Secretary of Department of Defense, Chief of Staff of Department of Defense. So, like, I would like to kind of know the career path you took to get all the way up there, because it's not like you could go on Indeed.com, submit your application, get an interview, and boom, now you're working for the White House. So,
best laid plans. If you want to make God laugh, just tell him your plan. That's kind of the subscription that's been running my life all these years. When I started out in law school, the quick story was, I want to go make a bazillion dollars and be, you know, the guy in that show Suits. And I became a public defender, and I then ended up in government service for 16 years and just kept putting, you know, the mission first. And it's kind of, it's almost intoxicating to a certain degree when you have the ability to, the privilege to serve your country in some small way. Mm-hmm. And then became a terrorism prosecutor, then jumped into the civilian military world and special forces stuff. And it just kept kind of going. And then I met a guy randomly named Devin Nunes, because I was trying to help a buddy. And then we launched the Russiagate investigation. And then that led to everything. I mean, it's just, you can't plan that stuff. And if I'm being honest, I wish there was no Russiagate to have been investigated, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. then our country would be good. I wish mm-hmm. there was no corruption at the DOJ and FBI, or weaponization by the intelligence community, but we see it day in and day out. And we see guys like Merrick Garland lie with reckless abandon and rob us of our justice system. So, you know, now the fight sort of morphs since I've left government to getting government back to serving the American people. Mm.
So that's really fascinating how one thing led to another. That's kind of how what kind of happened to me, even meeting you. I mean, I was a radio broadcaster for many years in Phoenix, and then I had children and I wanted to be a mom. And then God's like, you need to do this again. So I started my show again, meeting Clay, eventually meeting you and the general and so on and so on. And I'm like, pinch me. Like, what? Like, never in my mind would I have thought, like, yeah, all these connections would have been made. So it's absolutely incredible. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, because in the headlines lately, there was so the former Capitol Police chief on January 6th spoke out at a a legislative hearing or a congressional hearing. And he said that Republican Nancy, Representative Nancy Pelosi was among the key players, who was a former U.S. Capitol Police chief son. And his responsibility of the breakdown, he said, was Nancy Pelosi, because she would not allow any more security to happen on January 6th. And he kept going after her and saying, and even going after the sergeant in arms saying, hey, can we call in the National Guard? And they said, no, 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 no. And he kept getting the no's. And then she turns around, blames him for the lack of security. I'm going to assume that you were probably there with, especially President Trump on January 6th. Do you have any insight information that you could give us that maybe isn't public knowledge per se about that attack?
Yeah, look, I was the first guy subpoenaed, the first one by the January 6th committee. There was nothing to hide. It cost me a few hundred grand in lawyer's fees because that's what they wanted to do to you. But I said, you guys don't want to hear the truth. You don't want to hear the truth that President Trump 2 days before January 6th authorized presidential authorization for up to 20,000 National Guard. You guys don't want to hear that the law requires a request for National Guard from the local convening government, the mayor, and in this case, Nancy Pelosi controls the Capitol. You guys don't want to hear that they rejected the president's authorization of National Guard. And the Supreme Court has ruled, and this is the way our founding fathers wanted it, no president can deploy uniformed military officers domestically in the U.S. We don't ever want that. But that's why the National Guard exists. And that's why the request. And you see it all the time. Governors make requests for National Guards all the time. Disaster relief, huge sporting events, concerts. They're there to augment police, help with traffic, help supply chains, and things like that. And look, I'm holding up the receipts. They're in my book, Government Gangsters. It's probably why they don't want you to see it. But that is the Capitol Police timeline and Nancy Pelosi rejecting the authorization of National Guard. That is what the chief of police is talking about. We have Mayor Bowser's letter in her own writing that says, I don't want any more National Guard. So they were playing politics with the security of the Capitol, not Donald Trump. And I testified to that. You can read my deposition. We made it public. It took me a year to win that fight because they, the deep state, the Democrats, and the media don't want the truth out. And I'm glad it's being relitigated right now. And I'm glad we're able to set the record straight. Donald Trump acted in the best interest of the nation and the country that day, and in the days leading up to it, I was in the Oval Office with him and the SecDef. It is unequivocal that he did that. And now we know for sure, even though the mainstream media continues to lie about it, that Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser are the ones responsible for blockading the security that could have been there. Just imagine if they were there. If I had my 10,000 National Guardsmen and women there in D.C., there would have been no incident. And they, I believe, wanted that reckless political firestorm so they could continue to this day to rig a presidential election and worse off, well, maybe not worse off, but just as bad, destroy our system of justice.
Correct. I mean, these people that have been rotting in prison, in federal prison for now, like almost 3 years, I mean, without the due process that has been given them, I mean, can you speak to that as far as like, because you've been the prosecutor, you've been the prosecutor, you've also been the defendant. Can you speak to some of the rights that are being violated for those January 6ers that are still in prison to this day?
Yeah. So as a public defender, I think I was instilled with that responsibility that the constitutional due process isn't applied on a selection basis. Whether you committed the most egregious murder in the world or whether you were charged unlawfully and you're actually innocent, you are entitled to the same exact rights in the Constitution. And you have to be able to fight for that for everybody. Otherwise, it will start to deteriorate for everybody. And that's where we are now. We actually have the Democrats who used to be the champions of due process. And how dare you overcharge minorities and do this and that. But when it comes to Donald Trump supporters, overcharge them. We'll go to court. We'll get the judges to hold them no bond, even though it's unconstitutional. We'll upend the system of justice so the political narrative can be, quote unquote, Donald Trump's an insurrectionist, which we know is not the case. Because when the DOJ had the chance to charge him with that crime, they didn't. Don't you think this crew of jackals would have charged him if they possibly could have come up with any evidence that they could manufacture to support that charge? Instead, they come up with some antiquated nonsense of, well, you know, he talked about insurrection, but he didn't really do that. So we're just going to charge him with anything because it's DC and the jury will convict him because they hate Donald Trump. And they know that's why they want to get it to court so fast.
You know, speaking of Donald Trump, I'd because you're such a good friend with him and you work really closely with him, like I often wonder, like, how is our president doing with all these court cases that keep coming against him? I mean, I'm sure he is so exhausted, yet this man is still willing to fight to try and be our president. I mean, I still see him as our president because I know he did not lose to Joe Biden. And I want to get into that a little bit because I don't know if you saw what happened. He was at some kind of meeting and there was another president from another country in South America and he just disregarded him altogether. Yeah. I'm like, the guy is so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. How the hell did they steal the election from Donald Trump to give it to a man like that? I mean, so how is our president doing with all the fighting that he's had to go through and battle all these years?
Yeah, it's a question that I ask him all the time. I just spoke to him a couple of days ago. And, you know, the simple answer is, you know, I ask, you know, I'm like, boss, why do you want to do this? You've got a successful career, an amazing family. You were president already. And he goes, because I'm not going to let America go down this road. Our country needs to be saved. And when he says things like that, you become energized. You're like, if he's doing it and I'm only getting a fraction of the explosive fragmentation mm-hmm. from this Department of Justice and government that he is, then we got to follow suit. And I've never seen him in better spirits. You can watch the mm-hmm. Iowa. He was just in Iowa yesterday, not the debates, mm-hmm. but just touring around the state. The people love him. He's walking mm-hmm. into burger shops. He's serving pizzas. He's signing T-shirts. And then you look around at other candidates doing, quote unquote, political events. And they're like effectively paying people to show up and be there. It's just you see the response to what President Trump has built. And to me, even the media can't take that away from him. And I think that's the reason he's going to, of course, I think he's already won the Republican nomination, but he's going to win the presidency because
for sure.
his agenda 47 is simple. What is in the best interest of America and Americans? And if it advances those things, then he'll do it at the border against China, against Russia, against Iran, for the economy, taking out the drug traffickers, taking on terrorists. He has done that. He will do it again. And America is seeing that none of these other candidates, especially Biden, have a better policy. It's that simple. Like their children have been jeopardized. Our education system is jeopardized. Our two-tier system of justice is destroying this mm-hmm. country. And our government is the author of that destruction. And Donald Trump is going to be the juggernaut of justice, in my opinion, that comes in and saves it for us.
You know, speaking of the Trump family, the reason I think why so many of us loved President Trump and still do, it's because he showed that he cared for us. We finally had a president that cared and he made it known that he cared about the people. So here's the difference between Joe Biden and the Trump family. Joe Biden went to Lahaina, fell asleep when all these people had, and it was on TV, how he fell asleep during some event when he was supposed to care for the people of Lahaina because they lost their children, their homes, everything, right? And then you have Ivanka Trump going there very quietly, going there to feed the people that have lost everything, a complete night and day difference. You know, it wasn't until President Trump went to East Palestine that the federal government even decided to step a toe in East Palestine. And then you see the Trump family going to take care of the people of Lahaina that lost everything by providing them the basic needs, and that's food. Meanwhile, Joe Biden falls asleep during that night and day difference between the Trump family loving the American people versus the people that have been selected in office. And it's oftentimes that you say, you know, we recycle the government gangsters, and I can't wait to get your book because I ordered it. It's going to come any day now. So I can't wait because the whole list is there. You have it in the back of your book, and I'm excited about that because here's another article that came out, and it says at least three former intelligence officers publicly and falsely tied to discredit the post-bombshell Hunter Biden laptop story have landed a new gig as national security consultants, and that's the CIA director John Brennan, former national intelligence director James Clapper, and former senior CIA operations Paul Kobe. So talk to us about the government gangsters and how they keep recycling themselves throughout our different levels of government.
Well, that's one of the missions of my book, is to accomplish an education process where people see that they have used the swamp, these government gangsters, to enrich themselves. It's a disgusting cyclical process, whether it's Brennan or Clapper or Esper or Barr or Ray or who have you, that they go and make money outside enriching themselves with their Washington bureaucracy friends. And then they go to government instead of serving. They set themselves up for their golden parachute on the way out. And in the process, they wreck the United States government and politicize and weaponize it. And they think they have the authority to do what's right for this country because, quote unquote, they know better. And we have to defeat every one of those people and make sure they never serve in government again. These individuals, Brennan and Clapper, Brennan is the guy who authored the bogus Russiagate narrative to begin with and knew it was false and lied about it to the world. Brennan's the guy that unlawfully surveilled the United States Senate. Clapper is the guy who was head of the intelligence community that literally unlawfully collected the data of American citizens and then lied to Congress about it under oath. Forget the 51 Intel letter. Mm-hmm. Forget their participation in Russiagate. These people are rewarded with jobs by the Biden administration so they can make more money, get their security clearances back, and most importantly, put on the disinformation campaigns that they championed for so long. When you remember gutless cowards like Brennan saying, oh, the walls are closing in on Donald Trump during Russiagate. No, we closed them in on you and your corruption and your unlawful conduct. And now they need them again, chirping on CNN and the fake news mafia to rig yet another presidential election. They've rigged three presidential elections in running. Make no mistake about it. The reason they brought them back into the fold is because they want them to rig this next one, because they know they need help. They know Donald Trump will beat Joe Biden. And so now they need the dirty tricks to start coming out. We just have to educate the American public and show them the history of their conduct. And they are seeing it. They're turning off the mainstream media. They're saying, you lied to us. I would have voted differently. I might not like Donald Trump. But I don't like being lied to by our federal government. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to bring a whole new class of voters behind the Trump movement over this next year.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. A new set of voters, because the Biden administration has allowed over just in one day, 11,000 migrants to enter Texas. Mm-hmm. You know, and then here we have, on the other hand, Biden gives over 472,000 Venezuelans temporary legal status, aka amnesty, here in the United States. So these people are going to be given a driver's license. And oftentimes when they're given ID, they can just register to vote. And there's no oversight on seeing if you're a U.S. citizen or not. You work for the Department of Defense. You understand intelligence. Can you talk to the American people about the border security and how this could be a national threat to national security and on top of our elections?
Yeah, there is no border security. It's a non-existing issue for the Democratic National Party and the Biden administration. They want to flood the gates with illegals who are, by the way, if you just look at headlines, some of these illegal immigrants are murdering women, are raping children, mm-hmm. are stabbing the elderly, are allowed to break out of our prisons and commit more heinous crimes. I'm not saying they all do it, but what about the people's families, the victims to these crimes that could have been prevented if our border was secure? How about the 100,000 people that have died from Chinese fentanyl overdoses alone in the last year that could have been prevented, because that fentanyl comes in through the Mexican drug cartels through our southern border.
Isn't that related to China? Isn't China the one bringing in the fentanyl through the cartel to Mexico?
China supplies the cartel with the fentanyls, and the cartels push it up here. Look, China wants to take out America, and they're doing it slowly. And Joe Biden and Mayorkas are running around down there saying the border's secure. Talk to 100,000 families who lost children and teenagers to fentanyl overdoses, or the one-year-old that was killed in New York City
last week
because of a fentanyl overdose. Yep. The border is not secure. We have let 24 people in who have known terrorist organizational ties. The Biden administration has admitted that, and they can't find them. Who else can't they find? This is a border security issue, is a national security issue. This is why Donald Trump was so successful in shutting down these criminal empires. This is why he was so successful in making our streets safe again for our kids and our families. And this is why they hate him, because he went to D.C. and did the one thing that every politician before him said they would do, but actually accomplish it. And this is why we need Donald Trump more than ever to secure the border. And as he said, instigate the largest deportation process in U.S. history of illegal immigrants. That has to happen. That is a facet of his Agenda 47 that I think people are going to be like, wow, Yeah, look at the streets of San Francisco, New York City, and Los Angeles, and Chicago, and look at the rampant crime in everyday America, some of it which is being committed by illegal immigrants, but they want them here so they can give them voter IDs and have them mail in votes and rig another presidential election. They'll never admit that, but we know that's their intention. These people are liars. They've been caught before doing it. We have to catch them before they corrupt the system again. That's our job.
Yeah, because I'm a border state. I live here in Arizona. You're not too far from me. I mean, you're about 4 hours away from where I live. And so it's just like our local law enforcement, Cochise County, our border counties. I mean, we're all suffering right now. And, you know, I think every one of us, at least here in the border states, have known someone to die of fentanyl. Like, we had to go to a funeral of a young person who died of fentanyl. And I'm worried about the military aged men flooding our nation, because we just remembered 9/11 just a few weeks ago. And so I'm just the shoe, like I'm waiting for the shoe to drop on another terrorist activity, or just I'm going to the mall shopping and I don't know, gun violence breaks out. I don't know. It's like, I feel it's being very unsafe just living in my nation. And plus, when they just gave 500,000 people amnesty to work here, what is that going to do? Jobs are already hard to come by as it is, and now the Biden administration just made it harder with the inflation rate the way it is. We're needing like two jobs just to make ends meet, and then they want to add more people to be able to work in the United States when it's already so hard. I mean, this is the concerns that I have, and I can't wait for Donald Trump to be able to take his hand off the Bible and start implementing some of these things to help relieve the pressure from law enforcement and Border Patrol and just bring like safety to all of us moms across America.
Yeah, you and I both are waiting. And but it's our job to educate the audience for the next 409 days to empty the tank every single day on any issue that you care about in your community. It doesn't have to be a national big policy thing. If you care about education, city council, cops, the sheriff, education, what have you, taking drugs off the streets, join this effort out there that we have started under Donald Trump. Get on social media platforms that aren't going to rig presidential elections like Truth Social and Rumble, and follow the facts and educate your community on the fact. That's our job. Donald Trump's going to lead the charge. But if we want to win, we have to go hard for the next 409 days, every single day. If Donald Trump's going to do it for us, we need to do it and show up for him. And I'll take on anyone that says there is a better policy out there to help save America that differs from Donald Trump. I would love to see someone tell me how they could better secure the border, how they could better take on the terrorists, how they could end the forever wars, how they could take on Russia and China, and how, of course, it's a good idea to give $6 billion to the largest state sponsor of terror, Iran, and then expect to have that money policed. I mean, this is the Biden administration. Forget him falling asleep. Forget him mumbling through the United Nations General Assembly. The world knows that Joe Biden is incompetent on the world stage, and we, the American people, are being victimized for it, and we're selling a bill of goods down the river about funding the Ukraine is the greatest thing ever. You know what would be great? Funding our 55,000 homeless veterans. How about that for a starter? Maybe repairing our bridges, taking care of our education system and our teachers. And if we got money left over, I'm not saying we can't, then go out and help some of our allies and friends. But I wholeheartedly disagree with this approach about Ukraine funding. And I think that's why you're seeing so much galvanization behind President Trump for all of these policies he's putting out there.
I love the title of your book, Government Gangsters. Brilliant. Very catchy.
Yeah, it's here.
Yes, I cannot wait for that. Now, how long again did it take you once you wrote it? I mean, tell me what the hurdles you had to go through just to get it to be shipped out next week. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the Biden administration blocked the release of my manuscript for 10 months. As a government employee or former one, they were supposed to, they review it, which I agree with. It takes 2 to 3 months. Every book gets reviewed. I don't mind that wait, but 10 months and 9 separate agencies were reviewing it. What didn't they want you to see? Wow. They hid behind the hallmarks of disinformation. Oh, there might be classified information and state secrets and blah, blah. Turns out they redacted less than 0.05% of my book. After 9 months, I took them to federal court. I sued them. I told them to put their big boy pants on and show up and tell a federal officer of the courts why you're blockading my book. They bent the knee. They knew they were just trying to make it stale. But this is the roadmap on obliterating the deep state together. Donald Trump has called this the roadmap for 2024. It's not just personnel, it's Congress, it's the judiciary, it's how we reform every agency and department, and it's the successes of the Donald Trump administration that we will see again once we reelect him. And it is not a political mission. I probably name more Republicans than Democrats as government gangsters in this book. I don't care who you are. I call you out by name. Tell the world what you did wrong, how you violated the law, and more importantly, how we can return serving this country to the American people and not the swamp monsters in DC. And I think that's why it's already a bestseller on presale. So governmentgangsters.com, I signed 4.5 tons of books. Literally, I'm not kidding. I dare your audience to buy me out of those and I'll sign 4.5 tons more. But go there. You can get a copy, unsigned, personalized, and anywhere books are sold online too.
I'm surprised Amazon's selling your book, to be honest with you.
They are for now.
I can't believe that, honestly. Okay, I want you to give us like one quick story that might be in there just to kind of get us like, what else are we going to find in the in this book, Government Gangster? So what is one of the stories that you share about one of the government gangsters?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of stories in there that I try to utilize to advance the mission first approach of the book. Not just, it's not a biography about Kash Patel, who cares? That's not right. The point. But I talk about the night that I was in a situation with President Trump and the Baghdadi raid and who tried to slow roll that one. I talk about the time I was in the Oval Office of the President briefing him on the origins of the China virus as a deputy director of national intelligence and his decision, rightly so, to shut down travel to China. And then he was labeled a racist, but the rest of the world did it. There's so many instances that Donald Trump made a decision based on the intelligence and the facts in defense of this country. And he was labeled a racist or a xenophobe or un-American for doing it. And then the world all followed suit. And the media would be the biggest corrupt actors or conspirators with the deep state government gangsters we need to obliterate, because they'd write that false narrative and then they'd move on to their next iteration. Even though when we corrected them, they'd be like, no one cares about Russiagate anymore. Russiagate, impeachment one, impeachment two, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the 51 Intel letter, you name it, we cover it. And I hope your readers love Government Gangsters. Get it out there. We got the receipts. We put the documents in there. And like I said, there's almost no redaction. So what didn't Joe Biden want you to read?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so where we get it is governmentgangsters.com. Is that correct?
Yep. There okay. And
if people want to follow you, I know you're only on True Social, right?
Yep.
Only so on people True need Social. To follow you on True Social at Kash Patel on True Social. And then they can find out all the things that you're talking about, going places, doing things. More about your book, more about what's happening with President Trump. I encourage everyone to follow you on True Social. Hey, I want to thank you so much for spending time today. I know you're a busy man. Everybody wants to find out more about President Trump. So thank you for making time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thanks so much, Amber. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
Hey, guys. I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Kobe Bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Kobe Bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I have Tina Peters joining us today. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Amber. It's good to be here, and thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, man. It was such a pleasure. So just to recap for anyone who may not know Tina Peters, she was an elected official, county recorder, county clerk.
County clerk in Colorado,
and she discovered election fraud, because wasn't it your constituents that came to you and started questioning the elections?
That's right. Well, Trump actually won in Mesa County. We're a 65-35 conservative county, and so I really didn't think, so for those out there that are in small counties or whatever kind of county and you don't think there's a problem with your elections, I beg to differ. Because even though we're a conservative county and Trump won, we found out after the April 6, 2021 municipal election, city council election, that there was a problem.
Wow.
The Secretary of State was coming in with Dominion voting systems to do what they called a trusted build.
Uh-huh.
So isn't it interesting how evil will cloak itself,
yes,
in something that sounds so honest and righteous. But what we found out, because they had told me, Amber, that they were going to delete a QR code program. And I thought, if they delete that program, this is 6 months after the presidential election, 1 month after the municipal election, how would I count those ballots without that program? Because when you go in and you use the touch screen, it spits out a ballot that has a QR code. Well, if you delete the program, how are you going to count the ballots, right? So I said, well, I have to preserve that. I went to our IT department. They declined. They said, we don't want to touch the election equipment. So I had to commission someone to come in that was qualified to do that. So they did one before, the Secretary of State and the Dominion voting systems came in, and we did one afterwards. When they found out in August what I had done, which is totally legal, now they've made it illegal, but they freaked out, which probably was God's way of drawing attention,
yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
It was a really dumb thing on their part. They,
yeah,
should have just not did anything. But
right.
They freaked out. They raided my office.
I remember Mike Lindell had a summit. You were literally in the sky going to the summit when they raided your office.
That's right. That's right. So here I am, and the attorneys are going, she can't get up there. And Mike Lindell is saying, she has to get up there. They're telling me that we had pearls, you brought diamonds. And I'm going to the cyber guys, I'm going, we do have something, don't we? And they go, oh, yeah. Well, here's what happened. So I'm just trying to preserve a QR code from being deleted. But what we found through these two reports and them making all this fuss, or three reports, Mesa County Report 1, 2, and 3, is that they deleted 29,000 vital election records. Well, according to federal law, it's illegal to delete any election records before 22 months. And in Colorado, it's 25 months.
Amber. Wow.
So that right there were felonies they were committing. And then in Mesa County Report number 2, we showed that they had 36 wireless devices. Well, these machines are not supposed to be
connected to the internet
or have the capability to connect,
right,
to the internet.
And you found 36
wireless devices
inside the machine.
Inside the machines. Okay, so like that wasn't enough. We took it to the DA, who by law is supposed to investigate it. We took it to the commissioners, who are supposed to, do something. They did nothing. And then one of the commissioners said, well, yeah, but you haven't shown us how they've actually flipped votes. I mean, I've just brought you evidence of felonies, right?
Yeah.
So I told the guys, I said, the cyber guys, I said, audit the April 6th, 2021 municipal election. That's where you'll find it. Sure enough, they went in, and what they discovered was, and these are Harvard PhD and masters at Harvard University. I mean, these are smart, smart people.
Yeah.
And, 40 years, 50 years experience in cyber and computers. Anyway, what they found was, after about 25,000 ballots went into the tabulators, there was a secret database. And if you don't get all this, just watch the documentary on my website, Tina, just my name, tinapeters.us.
Is that where you're sitting at your table and you start telling a story about your son or something like that?
Well, there's a trailer about my son. But that's an hour-long documentary that explains how they did it. So after about 25% of the ballots go into the tabulator, the counter, there's a new database, second database that's created.
After 25%?
About 25% go into the machine. So an adjudication and another database that's gone in there. So what they do, it's like a bookie having two sets of books, okay? And so they transfer some of the images, because they've made a picture of that ballot.
Yeah.
Some of the images they transfer over to the new database.
Oh, wow.
We know that they're not representative of the original ballot.
Oh, wow.
Because they go through adjudication different. They don't have the same signature, which is the .sh file. So in that city council election, about 8,000 votes cannot be confirmed as being authentic. In the 2020 election, because they went back and looked at that, there's about 25,000 that cannot be, about a quarter, that cannot be confirmed as authentic.
Oh, wow.
So you have manipulation, you have a crime being committed, and no one has charged the Secretary of State for anything.
But they went after you and you were arrested, what, three times?
Well, yeah, so they had to show there was a pattern of criminality, because I'm 67 years old, don't have a parking ticket, I would have been married 37 years, except for some of their criminality, which I can get into another time, where they had my husband sign a divorce decree in the nursing home with advanced dementia. These people are criminals.
Oh my God, so, they went that deep, that hard on you?
The DA told the attorney who was trying to help me, not to help me because I was under investigation. They refused to renew my concealed carry permit because I was been accused of a crime. Oh yeah, these are criminals. Remember, they want to destroy your life.
Yes.
They want to take away your freedom of speech and your right to redress your government and all those things that our Constitution provides. So what they ended up doing was they were very clever, because they wanted to, I was indicted with seven felonies, three misdemeanors, but they also wanted to show I had a pattern. So I showed up at a commissioner's hearing. They saw that I had an iPad that the FBI, when they raided my office in 2016, November 16th of 2016.
They raided your office then too?
Oh, wait, sorry. They raided my office in August. They raided my home November 16th, 2021.
Okay.
6 o'clock in the morning, they were there knocking.
Your house.
My home. And three others.
Oh.
So
you had to have been so scared.
They missed an iPad. So then they figure out we've got to get that iPad. I'm at a commissioner's meeting the first part of 22. They see that I have an iPad in my purse. They delay the commissioner's hearing to. they delayed the commissioner's hearing for 20 minutes to go get a warrant for a search warrant. I'm leaving the commissioner's hearing with five other constituents, and they raid, and walk a block away to a coffee shop. They raid the coffee shop, handcuffed me. I thought they'd broken my wrist. To get an iPad that had nothing on it. But they were trying. So then they convict me of lying to a judge and recording an event that never happened.
Oh my gosh!
So wow. So, but they wanted to show a president that by the time it comes to the indictment and the criminal trial, that I already had two charges for misdemeanors.
Which is what they're trying to do with President Trump too.
So, but here's the thing. They want to go after you, to break you,
yes,
to accuse you,
yes,
to false charges,
right,
and to drain you. So I have, I'm fighting it. On my website, at TinaPeters.us, I have a donate button that goes into a trust that all of it goes to pay my legal bills. I haven't worked since January 10th when my term was up, but I'm traveling all over the country. If people want to support me, they can go to givesendgo.com/TinaPeters to help with my travel and my expenses. But the legal fund, there is a link on my website. So, support the people that are fighting. Get involved locally. We need to have I'll come speak. If anybody wants me to come speak to the elected officials, to the commissioners, we're seeing a breakthrough. That's what's happening.
Really? You're seeing a breakthrough?
Because these people that are in charge of elections or commissioners or whatever are realizing they're liable. If they're funding these machines that are doing these criminal acts, that they're going to be liable. So we're seeing more and more commissioners that are very much interested in hand counts, transparency. Well, that's all the people want. They want transparency.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So we are seeing breakthroughs. I'm very glad to, I'm very honored to be able to see that. I'm so grateful to see the real patriots. People call me a hero. They call me things. The real ones are the people out there working and being involved locally.
Yes. It does. I'm sorry that you went through all what you went through. On one hand, it helps the patriots because you were an elected official. You've seen it. You can testify because you ran the elections. That really helps our case when we talk about election fraud. We're like, no, there's a documented case. We had an elected official who witnessed it herself. And so I'm grateful that you did go through what you did on that hand, because I think that your story is so powerful for all of us trying to rescue our own elections,
yes,
especially in my state. And what you said about them with the city has rang true for me in my heart. I really think they've gone after the Phoenix City, Tucson, Austin, Texas. If they can turn the city blue by manipulating the elections, then they can slowly start opening up to county and state levels.
Yes.
I think they always start. I could be wrong. It's just a theory, but the fact that you caught it in a city council election makes my idea even more firm.
Yeah.
Because I really think they took over the city of Phoenix, and they did Tucson and Austin and all these blue cities.
And once they get into power and they keep these machines, you can't get them out.
No,
you have to get back to one day voting.
Yeah.
You have to vote in person. You have to, if you do have a ballot that's mailed to you, take it with you. Don't give it to them. Tell them you want to vote. And if they say you've already voted, you call law enforcement. Call them and tell them that your identity has been stolen. Don't vote yet, because they'll give you a provisional ballot. And guess which ballot they count first?
Which one?
The original one that goes in. So you're filling out a provisional ballot. They'll count the first one. So draw attention to it. Make a stink about it. Because what they're doing is they're manipulating anything that's attached to the poll books. we got to have paper poll books. We got to have local control of our elections. Not give it off to the state or anything else. Local precinct based voting. As Secretary of State, when I ran for Secretary of State, I was going to just totally do away with the registration database. Because they manipulate it.
Yes, they do.
Say, if you want to vote, you go to your county clerk and recorder, show your ID, and we'll register your vote if you want to vote in that next election.
Yeah.
You can do it. I mean, you do that with your registration on your car, right? Every year or every 2 years, you go in, and that will keep the vote. That will keep the registration databases clean. Same day voting. Don't give them. Don't bank your vote like Ronald McDonald. Ronald McDaniel.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the GOP, it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, they've been taken over.
What about in Colorado? Because it has been taken over completely.
It has.
What is there been any progress to get back the election process in Colorado?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, the takeover of Colorado started a long time ago with the Gang of Four, and there's a book called Blueprint, which talks about how the Democrats won Colorado, and what they said, because instead of going through campaign finance, they started NGOs. So that big donors, wealthy donors, were able to fund these NGOs that in return funded candidates. And that's what's been happening. So they're able to, because you have a campaign finance limit. And that's how they started turning Colorado blue. But and then when you start getting in the legislature, and so we have a trifecta. So we have the Jared Polis, who's the governor, radical Marxist Democrat, who's made Colorado a destination city for transgender operations, abortions, you go on and on. It's awful. Sanctuary cities, building housing for the refugees. And then you have the Secretary of State who cheated to get elected.
Oh, kind of like mine in Arizona?
Absolutely. Oh, I have a great t-shirt with Katie Hobbs, and it's like, I don't know if I brought it with me, but it's written out in cocaine, proud member of the Sinaloa cartel, and Katie Hobbs with the MS-13 on it. That's good. People love it in Arizona. But so you've got these criminals that are out there, and then you have the legislature that has been selected. So here you have Secretary of State and the governor putting these bills forward to the legislature. The legislature pushes them through. I remember being at the Capitol, Amber. I went to ask for a bill to be passed that they would take the wireless devices out of the election machines that by law aren't even supposed to be in there.
Yeah.
These people are sitting up there, they're eating their burritos, and you know, just not even looking anybody in the eye. We've got people testifying, take the election, the wireless devices out. They voted not to. There's a woman from Brazil on Zoom that her whole family is in Brazil, where they've taken over Brazil using these machines. And she's crying, mopping the tears. Please don't let what happened here happen. What happened in Brazil happen here. Please, please don't take the wireless device out. They voted to keep them in. It's lunacy.
They have slowly taken over Arizona, and we're on the verge of completely being blue by manipulation, not by population.
Well, in Arizona, you know, people will say, "Well, wait a minute. Why should we vote on the last day?" And I say, absolutely, you vote on the last day, because if people had not voted in Arizona on the last day, they wouldn't have had to take such drastic measures, which exposed the fraud.
I mean, it did.
Nobody could look at that election and deny that Carrie Lake is not the governor.
I know.
You know, and so all of this is coming out. All this is going to be, you know, these people are going to be vindicated. These people that are beholden to the cartel and to this money laundering and child trafficking schemes, that, you know, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap. Yeah. And they have reaped a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And I will continue to call them out I mean, what are they going to do? Kill me? What are they going to do? Throw me in prison? I mean, you know, God is bigger than this. And yeah. I will stand up.
And do you see God at work?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. You know, my whole life, I haven't had one day of fear. Because what God brings you to, He'll see you through. And when you know that you've stepped up and said, pick me, Lord, and that's what every person listening to this needs to do. You need to stand up, say, God, I don't know what you want me to do, or maybe you do, but I will go forward. And He will protect you, He will guide you, He will direct you, and you won't have fear. You'll never have fear. So,
I love that. So what is some words you can leave us for those of us, well, the whole nation, we've learned from the last Mike Lindell about is fighting for our elections.
Right.
But what is a word of encouragement or advice you would give all of us fighters?
Yeah. Well, there's more of us than there are them, Amber. There's more of us. We are the government. We've got to stop letting these usurpers, these interlopers, and they're already planning a plandemic too, right?
Yeah.
So do not comply. You know, stay firm, but there is encouragement in this, because the thing that they do not want you to know, they do not want you to recognize your power. They do not want you to recognize your authority. If people will step into their authority, I remember what Martin Niemöller said. You know, he was a Lutheran pastor during the time of Hitler. And he said, and depending on who he was talking to, what group he was talking to, he would tailor it. But he'd say, when they came for the socialists, I was not a socialist, so I did not speak up. When they came for the trade unionists, I was not a trade unionist, so I did not speak up. When they came for the Jews, I was not Jew, so I did not speak up. And when they came for me, there was no one left
to speak for me.
And we have to remember, we have to do this now. They're taking away your constitutional rights to free speech. If they can throw me in jail, then I'll tell you, let me just tell you this. When they put me in jail for 36 hours, and I realized how precious, precious your liberty is.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't have a parking ticket or any of that. An innocent person they threw in jail, you have no control.
No.
You don't know. They give you what you're going to wear. They put you in with people, I would say with five other women in a toilet. They put me in a thin mat, cracked thin vinyl mat. The lights never went off. Couldn't sleep. It was freezing because they don't want you moving around. They asked me if I wanted to watch a rape video. They tried to give me an injection of some sort. But let me tell you what God did. There was a woman that came and called me out, and we're standing there. And she looks over her left shoulder, looks over her right shoulder. She says, I have to be really careful because they're watching. She says, but I want to let you know that there's people out there that need you, that know what you're doing, that believe in what you're doing. She says, this is only temporary. She says, but keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. And I don't know if she was an angel sent by God, or she wasn't from there, I don't think. But just know that whatever happens, God will protect you if you are on the path that He's leading you to. So don't be afraid.
So once again, how do people reach you, help donate to your legal defenses?
Thank you. Go to Tina Peters, just my name, tinapeters.us for our great United States. Very easy to remember, tinapeters.us. You can watch the movie there. You can donate. You can watch some of my shows. I have the Tina Peters Show on Rumble and Badlands Media. And I'm going to be starting one on Lindell TV as well. So we got to get the word out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on my program.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a
from my pillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the My Pillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the My Pillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a My Pillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the My Pillow sheets, the My Pillow towels, My Pillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because My Pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
Do you love coffee? Well, you're not alone. Over 150 million Americans drink more than 400 million cups of coffee each day. But does your coffee love you as much as you love it? According to the University of Santa Maria in Brazil, the average coffee today contains up to 117 pesticides and over 30 mycotoxins. And long-term pesticide and toxin exposure has been linked to many health issues such as Parkinson's, asthma, depression, anxiety, ADD, ADHD, cancer, and more. So perhaps the problem is in your cup of coffee. But don't worry, Java Boost Coffee is here to help. With triple lab tested organic coffee, coconut cream, ginger, turmeric, and the newly discovered muscadine grape with over 100 antioxidants, and better still, no pesticides, mycotoxins, there's no roasting, brewing, grinding, measuring, or even sweetening. Java Boost Coffee reduces hunger and cravings, stabilizes blood sugar, and promotes mental energy and clarity. Just add a scoop of Java Boost to hot or cold water, and you're ready to enjoy the delicious cup of gourmet, healthy coffee for less than $2. How much are you paying for your unhealthy 117 pesticide and mycotoxin coffee? Look, we all love to drink coffee. Let's drink coffee that loves us back. Let's drink Java Boost coffee. Simply go to cuppahealth.com today. That's cuppahealth.com. Be sure to use the promo code AMBER and save 20%. You can even order a single sample of Java Boost coffee for just $1 and try it before you buy it. Just go to cuppahealth.com and use the promo code AMBER and save 20% today.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.